in trying to formulate some initial preliminary thoughts for this evening, I very much benefited from conversations with my son and son-in-law. Any mistakes are mine. When we study history, we benefit immeasurably from our retrospective vantage point. We can determine and demonstrate which events were seminal, when dramatic turning points occurred, by tracing the arc of history, showing the fallout and formative effects of the seminal events and turning points. But we don't only study history, we also live as history unfolds. Shlomo HaMelech formulated the challenge of living as history unfolds. Hechocham Einav Barasha. Rashi in Koheles, based on Chazal, comments, B'tchilas HaDovar Mistakel Ma Yehei B'Sofa. The Chacham recognizes the implications, the future implications of what's happening in the present. Now this challenge of HaChocham Einav B'Rosho varies greatly depending upon the tkufa we live in. You know, as Sefer Shoftim already depicts, the overall forward movement of Jewish history, notwithstanding, Jewish history is moving towards the Geula Hasida. That's the message so beautifully and poignantly and graphically expressed in the Medrash, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayesha, Vayehi ba'eis ahi, Vayered Yehuda me'esecha, Vayet ad ish adulami u'shmo chira. After Mechiras Yosef, so then the Torah tells us that the brothers ostracized Yehuda when they saw the tsa'ar that Yaakov Avinu was experiencing, and Vayered Yehuda me'esecha. But the Torah says that it's Vayehi ba'eis ahi. Right? Clearly indicating that what's happening is happening in a broader context. So what, at that time, everything happens at that time that it happened. So Vayehi ba'eis ahi clearly means it was a broader context. So what was happening? So the Medrash says that Reuven was osuk v'tzako v'taniso al shebilbel yitzuei oviv. Yosef was also b'tzako v'taniso over the mechira, because he saw within it an onesh min hashamayim for himself. And then the Medrash says, and what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu busy with? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy being borei oro shel Moshiach. So whatever else is happening, history has a forward direction. But that notwithstanding, our collective historical experience is also cyclical. At times, Vayitneim Hashem biyad plishtim abonim shana. And at other times, Sefer Shoftim tells us, Vatishkot ha'aretz abonim shana. When living at the beginning of a prolonged period of Jewish prosperity, there's not much of a challenge of HaChocham Einav B'Rosho. There isn't any potential looming danger that needs to be recognized. But we're not living in a time of Tishkan Ha'aretz. We're not living at the beginning of the Golden Age in Spain. We're not living at the beginning of the Golden Age in the Golden of Medina either. We need to meet the challenge of HaChacham Einav Berosha. That challenge is min ha'avodas hakoshos. Not only because the ability to be prescient, to look into the future is not so common, but the difficulty is compounded by the fact that A, human nature is such that everyone is comfortable in the space that they inhabit. And subconsciously, we reject, we resist recognizing potential upheaval. And then the challenge is further compounded by the fact that, you know, Wednesday morning, the sun rose in the east at exactly the time the Luach said it was supposed to rise. So nature also seems to say that nothing potentially cataclysmic happened. It's easier for someone my age who has experienced over the past 50 years, has seen the arc of history. It's easier to recognize just how extraordinary and potentially cataclysmic and seismic Tuesday's events were. It was never conceivable that an individual with the public record of actions and pronouncements that he has could be a candidate for office anywhere, much less get elected mayor of New York City. And to be clear, what we're talking about in terms of its potentially, the word potentially is crucial here, I will say. In talking about its potentially cataclysmic fallout, we're not only talking about its fallout and its effect for those of us who live and are in yeshiva in New York City. Nor are we only talking about, although that would obviously be of tremendous, tremendous concern and import. Nor are we only talking about American Jewry. We're talking about world Jewry. The Hishtadlus for the security of Medinas Yisrael has been linked since its inception to the to, with American Joy. And the significance of the fact that an individual with the record that he has could garner over 50% of votes and become mayor of New York City, where there's almost Bli Ayin Hara, a million Jews, is absolutely staggering. Absolutely staggering. Hechocham Enev Verosho doesn't mean that we're supposed to or that we even can know what will happen. And that's for the following reason. In one of the English posthumous svarim from the Rav, Zichron Levracha, the one about Avraham Avinu, Abraham's journey, so the Rav explains, how does the Chazal, which the Ramban made into a pillar of his perush on Sefer Bereishis, of Masa Ava Simon Labonim, how does that allow for Bechira? If Avraham Avinu and Sarah's interactions with the Hogar Yishmael foretell and portend future events and patterns in Jewish history, of what relevance is our Bechira? Where is our Bechira? And the Rav explains, again, Maisa Avos means that what happened in the lifetime of the Avos determined the future patterns of Jewish history. So how does our behavior make a difference? So the Rav says something extraordinary. He says that just as the Baskol recorded in Maseches Erevin explains that there's Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim about a pasuk in Chumash, that some pasukim in Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu authoritatively, definitively, what they mean. He said it will be up to the Chachmei HaMasorah, after mastering everything that is explicit within the Masorah, it will be up to them to understand what it means. And in those cases, it's possible to have two conflicting, opposing opinions, which are equally valid and equally true. So when Beis Shammai says that B'shach B'chov Kumecha also dictates posture for Kriya Shema, and Beis Hillel say it only dictates Zman Kriya Shema, so the Baskol says Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. They're equally true, equally cogent interpretations of Dvar Hashem and Chumash. Again, as the Baskol made clear, not equally normative. Says the Rav, just as this Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, a phrase in Chumash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu authoritatively and definitively what it means, some Pesukim did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu what Ayin Tach HaZayin means. There's no Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim and what Ayin Tach HaZayin means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu authoritatively, definitively said what it means. But he didn't do so with B'shach B'chov Kumecha. So just as this Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim on Pesukim and Chumash, this Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim in the Maisa Avos, there's more than one possible interpretation as to what is portended and what is determined by the Maisa Avos. There's not only one possible interpretation. And all of those different interpretations, that's where our Bechira makes a difference. So HaChocham Enu V'Rosho is not to know for sure what will result from Tuesday's election results. HaChocham Enu V'Rosho is to recognize how pregnant with implications it is and what the possible trajectory is. And that's illustrated by the Gemara in Gittin. You're all familiar. In the Churban Agadah, it tells us that Reb Tzadok fasted for 40 years, imploring, beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to avert Churban Bayis Hasheni. Reb Tzadok saw, the Maharsha explains, so this was long before that fatal revolt, which, you know, in terms of military history on the natural plane, you know, triggered the Roman assault that resulted in Churban HaBayis. Long before that happened, so the Simanim Churban, much more dachistic than the Simanim that we're supposed to recognize. He's spiritual simanim, not tangible political simanim. So if he saw the simanim chorban, HaChocham Enu V'Rosho, so what was he fasting for? No, because he saw what might be. He saw that what was happening in front of him, he saw that there was a trajectory that it could culminate in Churban, but he also knew that if Knesset Yisrael would respond in the right way, Eilu ve'eilu devil kim chayim, there could be a different interpretation. So HaChocham Enu V'Rosho is not to know what is going to happen, it's to know what very well, Rahman al-Islam, might happen, and to recognize the implications. Now, just to be clear, we've all been following the news for the past months. We all knew that that all the polls predicted this. It's not a question that it was a surprise. But the fact that scientists can predict a volcanic eruption doesn't make the volcanic eruption less significant or less powerful. See, it's true that Wednesday morning, sun rose in the east. Wednesday night, the sun set in the west, and it's going to continue doing that. Olam kemenhagonai. But that's not an indication that, okay, you know, sometimes your candidate of choice wins, and sometimes your candidate of choice loses, and, you know, we just sort of resume. The response, as always, needs to be a split-level response. There certainly needs to be a response on the natural level, on the natural plane. And again, what we're talking about is the implications, again, not only for New York City Jewry, not only for American Jewry. What happened has implications for Medinas Yisrael, for all of Kal Yisrael. Potential implications. What the implications will be depend upon us. Us, in the broadest sense of the of the term as Knesset Yisrael. So there needs to be a response on the natural level, because HaTorah Tetzava, the Derech Haaretz, the Ramban that we spoke about last week. And I'm sure that each one within his own orbit, the devoted Aspanim that Klal Yisrael has in Medinas Yisrael, I'm sure that all this is being thought about and they're trying to meet that challenge. I wanted to begin, again, very preliminarily, inadequately, and incompletely, to begin to talk about the response on the spiritual level. When the Eis Tzara isn't an Eis Tzara of HaChochamenu Berosho, of the potential trajectory, but as it was throughout the course of the Milchama, so then it's easier to identify what the spiritual response is supposed to be. It's easier to know, okay, we should add Avinu Malkeinu. But that's not the response when, I don't know, but I don't think Reb Tzedek was saying Avinu Malkeinu during that same tkufa. So what should our response be? And again, it has to be a response that's true and sustainable. So I'm not talking on the level of Bali Nefesh. I'm talking from my vantage point. We all know, to a lesser degree in Chutz La'aretz than those who in Eretz Yisrael experienced the unprecedented, for most of us in our lifetimes, sense of achdus, which existed on Isruchag, October 8th on the secular calendar. When a mortal threat exists, so we learn how, without abandoning our principles, how to, at the same time, have that sense of Achdus and Avos Yisrael. It's a natural reaction to external threat. Kol zman that there's no external threat, so then, and wrongly but understandably, you know, we see and focus on the differences that set us apart and push us apart. And when there's a existential external threat, So then, A, we're intellectually reminded. B, we just viscerally feel that what we have in common with Achenu B'nai Yisrael transcends, it doesn't diminish, but transcends and does not, is never supplanted by their differences. That sense of achdus should be felt now also. The possible trajectory, and I should add, you know, if you'll object, you know, with the bechina hachochem enu b'rosho, shouldn't we have seen it even before this year's election? So the answer is yeah, enochanam. If you can have a marshas, a congresswoman from Michigan, speaking in the House of Representatives, with such venom and sinna and sheker about Medinas Yisrael, yeah, so we should have understood then that it wasn't gonna remain compartmentalized in Michigan. So are we late in the Hachocha Meinu B'Roshu? Yes, we are. Al Kolponim, one reaction, one difference that we should be feeling as of Wednesday morning, if we didn't feel it before, is that sense of Achdus and Avas Yisrael, which is fostered by external existential threat. Mention one echot shushnayim, one other reaction for tonight. You know, we can and do say the same Shemona Esrei three times a week, three times a day. And then something happens, and all of a sudden, the same line in Shemona Esrei resonates differently. And because of that, we now say it with greater kavanah. If Rachmana Litzlan, someone close falls ill, so all of a sudden the bracha of Refayin Hashem B'nai Rafi in the same words, which could have been said with deep proper kavana, all of a sudden the same words become an instrument and a vehicle of expression for what a person is feeling and experiencing. Even without adding any additional bakashas, same words. If one senses a void in Torah leadership, So the bracha of Hashiva Shavtenik of Arishama, the Artsenik of Atchila, resonates in a different way. So even without a different hanhaga, even without an extra tefillah, we're able to respond with the tefillah we already have. So again, in every Shemoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, same thing, different words, same thing. But the more one experiences the need, then the easier it is to connect with that bakasha and take full advantage of it and let that be part of our response. When the ground underneath shakes and one doesn't take things for granted, so even without any new tefillah, it's just the same tefillah of Sim Shalom. Should be said differently. And finally, our Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim. One element of Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim is the, as the Pasuk explains in the capital of Mizmor L'Soda, "Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu v'lo anachnu amo v'tzon marisa." The absolute vital religious obligation of hishtadlus, of acting on the natural plane notwithstanding, simultaneously, Kabbalah Somach Shamayim expresses, affirms that recognition of Hashem Hu Elokim. And it should be easier to say that when we're at a loss for what the hishtadlus is. Again, I'm talking on the macro level of Klal Yisrael. When the hishtadlus that has been our modus operandi for so long, is not working the way it seemed to be working until now. That should push us to naturally deepen, intensify, and more fully understand what's part of our Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim, Hashem Elokim. There are all kinds of layers of Malchus HaDa'ara. And again, and there's a reality to that, because Halacha deals with the natural world, there's a reality to that. But above that reality is the ultimate reality of Du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, and that depth, there should be an added depth, not just tonight, tomorrow, but moving forward to our Kabbalah Somach Shamayim.